Shalom and good morning.
We want to thank God for his faithfulness and his goodness. We come again to reflect on 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verses 1 all the way to 6. Here we want to focus on the understanding Paul wanted Timothy to have about slaves and masters, how slaves and masters would relate to each other. And this is what he said: all who are under the yoke of slavery should consider their master worthy of full respect, so that God's name and our teaching may not be slandered. Those who have believing masters should not show them disrespect just because they are fellow believers. Instead, they should serve them even better because their masters are dear to them as fellow believers and are devoted to the welfare of their slaves. These are the things you are to teach and insist on. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to the godly teaching, they are conceited and understand nothing. They have an unhealthy interest in controversy and quarrels about words that results in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicion, and constant friction between people of corrupt mind who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain. Now, you see, Paul gets to a time of helping Timothy, his son, how slaves would be able to relate with their masters in the new community. One of the things that has really bothered a lot of people, and it is true, we need to understand, is why did Jesus, nor the apostles, nor Apostle Paul, condemn slavery? In their teaching, in their discussion, Jesus came and never condemned slavery, which was paramount and going on that particular time. Why is it that Paul did not condemn slave trade, which was taking place in the time when Paul wrote? Instead, as we can see here, instead of condemning slavery, Paul gave guidelines on how to become a good believing slave. Look, in verses chapter 6 and verses 1, you see, these are the things that you are to teach an instructor, insist on. If anyone teaches otherwise, he does not agree on the truth. Chapter 6, verse 1, all who are under the yoke of slavery should consider their master worthy of full respect, so that God's name and our teaching may not be slandered. There it is. The reason why Paul, neither Jesus, condemned slavery was because this institution, though bad and ungodly, Paul could not have just attacked it because it was already in the culture of the time. If he attacked it one-on-one that particular time, what would happen is that the name of God would be slandered. The teachings would be slandered. This is the answer. So that God's name and our teaching may not be slandered. It was not good but he could not be able to teach it immediately. Because some of those things that were already a culture by then, the Bible does not provide a way to attack it immediately until you are able to grow up and understand it and leave it and forsake it. The example can also be compared with when the Israelites entered Canaan. God said, yes, I promised to give you Canaan, but I will not give you. And then he gave all the dimension from north, south, east, and west. He gave all the region that he was supposed to give them. But then he said, but I will not give you at once. There it is. I'll give you little by little until you grow up. So the reason was not giving them Canaan. That was not the big issue. The big issue was for the Israelites first to have grown up so that after they grow up, they are able to occupy. That growing up, that little by little. So God many times does not want to give us every promise. The promise of releasing us from all those trouble, all those enemies that have affected God's people. God is going to draw out or to dispossess all those enemies. Slavery is an enemy that should be dispossessed and removed from the community of God's people, but should be done little by little as we grow up. He said that if I give you all the land, every gift, every promise of the Lord, and you are still young, you are still little, few, the wild enemies would still, the wild animals would still come in and occupy that land. So that's why he was not supposed to, to attack all those things at the same time. So Paul then gave the direction on how they were supposed to, to behave, how masters are supposed to behave. But this also help us. It is also going to help us that to know that there are three types of relationships. We have a relationship we call slave-master relationship. And I think that is one of the lowest of the relationships, which we want to learn here, slave-master relationship. We've got another higher one, as people keep on growing up in relationships, which is called friend-to-friend. When the one who is your leader become a friend, and you are a friend. And the highest of them is what we call father-son relationship. Apparently, these three relationships we relate to our Father in heaven the same. There are times we relate to our Father from God as our master. We relate to God as our friend. We relate to God as our Father. And so these are some of the things that we need to know on how to do that. And again, the reason to why I also did not attack the slavery institution was because we still, even after we have been cleared from the slave of sin, we were to become slaves of righteousness. We were to become slaves of God. We have to become bond slaves. We have to choose to become a slave of the living God. That's why sometimes Paul would say, I, Paul, am a bond slave of Jesus Christ. So it became a model that it's not about being a slave. It's about being a slave of who? A slave of what? We're not supposed to be a slave of sin, of self, of Satan, and of the system of the world, but we are to become the slaves of the Spirit of God. And we are to remain God's children because we have been bought. Bible says we have been bought by a price. So Paul gave Timothy the way masters and slaves should relate. And so here you are saying that slaves, they were supposed, to honor them, to honor their master, to respect them, so that the name of the Lord will not be slandered and the teaching. Then he says, and those with the believing masters should not show them disrespect, because they are fellow believers. Instead, they should serve them even better because they are masters. Their masters are dear to them as fellow believers and are devoted to the welfare of their slaves. It was also expected that the masters, knowing that they have got a master in heaven, they are supposed to treat their slaves in a better way. They're supposed to learn that though I have a slave here, I'm also a master. I'm also a slave of our Lord Jesus Christ. And for that reason, they're supposed to treat them very well. Then finally, here, they also talked about how teachers are supposed to, to relate, or how so people are supposed to relate to the teachings. And here he says, these are the things you are to teach and insist on. If anyone teaches otherwise, so he talked about having the right teaching, having the right teaching. And these teachings, they were supposed to follow up that anyone, if anyone insists on teaching otherwise and not teaches the things of God, there's Paul was told Timothy, they should not follow them. They are supposed to follow the sound doctrines of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching. They are to if anyone does not follow this, Paul says, they are conceited and understand nothing. They have an unhealthy interest of controversies. These are some of the things that you're supposed to do away with, not to have an interest, an unhealthy interest to controversies, to quarrels about words, that these words will result with strife, envy, malicious talk, evil suspicion, and constant friction because people of corrupt mind who have been robbed of truth, and you think that godliness is a means of financial gain. So Lord, help us to be able to know how to follow our masters very well in a godly way, and also to follow the right teaching in Jesus' name.